Podcasts have a problem. Think about it. How many podcasts did you start and abandon before you found this one? Every article that promises podcasting's greatest hits features the same 10 shows everyone's already heard of. And the podcast app that you're playing this on, they're recommending the same podcast to you that they are to your high school gym teacher. Heard FM, a personalized podcast app, believes you deserve a unique podcast experience with recommendations tailored to your interests. Because when you recommend the same thing to everyone, you're not giving anyone the attention they deserve. When you download the app, you'll set up your interest profile, and every Monday you'll receive a new batch of podcasts that are made just for you. So stop looking for podcasts. Heard FM already found them for you. Download Heard FM on iOS and Android now.
Okay, bros, are we all strapped in? Because last week was, whoa, am I right? Merlin's like death proof, which is insane.
Immortal.
That's like the same thing.
You're technically not incorrect.
Exactly. So, like, Death Proof Magic Guy also has wild, erasy memory powers? Izzy and I went on a quest with the goat dude, and I'm still really upset about it. Like, he never once put on a shirt, and we never got any goat cheese, and I was, like, waiting for the goat crime, right? But instead, we got attacked because the goat guy was bad news, man.
Other stuff happened besides the Satan.
Nothing more important than the goat guy.
Other than the goat guy, here's what happened previously on The Sword and the Stoner.
Goat dude? Is this where you wanted to take us?
Bus stop?
Cause I'm not taking the bus. Oh, come on. You're not a fan, too.
What's eternally Merlin?
How did you do that? Is this a prank?
Oh, more like an abracadabra.
Magic.
Yeah, kind of my thing.
I'm not going to remember this time either, am I?
Kay?
Yeah?
Not to be, intrusive or anything, but isn't this guy the background on your phone?
Oh my god. Huh. That's Merlin!
If you wanted to cuddle, all you had to do was ask, you just kissed me?
Yeah. Yeah.
Tandon Productions presents The Sword and the Stoner, Episode 6, Once, Future, and Tomorrow 2.
Arthur, you up?
He's still knocked out. Do you want some coffee?
Yeah, sure. What are you doing here so early? Did you need a ride?
Oh, if you are offering, actually, that would be great.
Yeah, sure. Wait, why are you here so early? And are those Arthur sweatpants?
Yeah. No?
Yeah? Why do they have his jersey number on the thigh, then?
Okay, fine. Just don't make a big deal out of it, okay?
Out of what, Gwen?
Are we having a party I didn't know about?
No. I just wanted to talk, actually.
Gwen, will you let my traitorous not-brother know that I'm still not talking to him?
Okay, Arthur says...
Oh, you're talking to Gwen now.
Gwen made coffee. Coffee gets you a pass.
Coffee. Right.
Seriously, what's with the wake-up call? Are we having any intervention?
Kay said he would give me a lift to school.
Okay. And you guys are in my kitchen. Why?
Look, I know I kind of botched up our trip, and it's like our annual thing. And it's technically affected Gwen's birthday the most, so...
Vegas?
Yeah. I thought maybe we could just do a birthday trip over again.
Okay, no, you know I hate Vegas.
Flip the page.
Oh, eternally Merlin tickets? Dude, how?
I know a guy.
Yeah, he's called Ticketmaster. I'm not going.
Arthur, come on.
Gwen, tell my traitorous not brother that I would rather scrape my own eyeballs out than sit through a full show of a grown man in assless leather chaps shoot fire and fairy dust at my face.
Okay, Arthur says...
Gwen, tell my melodramatic still, totally my brother, that the show is a gift for you, that Merlin does not wear assless chaps, and the rest of the trip I booked, including the seaweed wraps, is a gift for him.
Arthur, Casey.
Seaweed wraps?
Yeah, dude. With the mud baths you like. But hey, if you don't want to go, I totally get it.
No, I'll go. But only because it would be a tragedy to let a perfectly good mudding go to waste.
Good. Good. We'll go this weekend, okay? I'm gonna go get my stuff. Gwen, I'll meet you in the car. Give you a ride?
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Want some?
No, that's okay.
Are those my sweatbands?
Yeah.
Did you borrow them or something? I could have swore I wore those last week.
Are you fucking with me right now?
No. Seriously, why are you looking at me like that? I'm having, like, the shittiest come down, and the Gwen glare of doom always makes it worse.
Oh, okay, I get that you maybe didn't want to talk about it in front of Kay before we talked about it on our own, but I thought...
Talk about what, Gwen? Did I high-dial you or something? Izzy and I were, like, out of this world on some wild shit. Okay, whatever I said, I didn't mean it.
Gwen, if you want a ride, we gotta go.
Yeah, I'm coming. I will see you later.
Yeah, okay.
You okay?
Yeah.
Seriously, you look terrible.
Thanks.
I didn't mean it. You look great. Not that I'd notice. I mean, of course, I noticed, just not in a like significant way or... what happened last night?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Just a few more minutes.
What? Who's there?
Oh, it's just me, sleepyhead. Don't you think I should have a name, maybe?
No, I do not. You're a lamp.
So?
So lamps do not have names.
What about Colin? You think he suits me?
No.
No, you're probably right. What about Danny, maybe? Danny. What about Angel? Like your guardian angel.
Can't you at least wait till I have had a coffee till you start?
Okay. Gang's on its way. Big day. Exciting, isn't it?
Nope.
Oh, what's so bad about it? You know, you got all your magic back.
No, I do not want all of my magic back. Do you have any idea what this much power feels like? I'm absolutely buzzing, Lamp.
Derek?
What?
Name's Derek. Now, I think, yeah, feels warm.
Derek the Lamp?
Yeah.
Okay. Derek. Everything under my skin is... Oh, God. It's like lightning, you know? And the closer he gets, the more I feel like this is just going to explode right out of my chest. I've got enough magic now to wipe out the whole Las Vegas Strip. And if I can't control it, I just might next time I sneeze funny.
Oh.
What are you doing?
Oh, well, I'm giving you a hug. Isn't it obvious?
Yeah. thanks, Derek.
Sean, actually. I think Sean suits me, yeah? Sean.
I'm glad Arthur and Gwen were cool with me tagging along.
Uh-huh.
I know there was some tension.
Yeah, well, you know, they're pretty laid back.
You haven't told them.
I haven't not told them, no.
Great.
I was going to, but there wasn't, like, a good time, exactly. So I thought maybe, hey, I'll bring it up tomorrow. And then it was, like, tomorrow, and then the next tomorrow sounded like a better idea. And then
Then it was today, and you still hadn't told them.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I am crashing a family trip with no warning on the hunt for a wizard we believe to be possibly immortal.
Hey, it's probably better this way, right? Gwen and Arthur have been so, Gwen's been staring at him like she might be able to, like, crush his head with a glare alone, and Arthur, I honestly don't think Arthur's even noticed. So, it'll be really easy for us to, slip away and find some answers.
You haven't told them about the immortal wizard yet, either.
Okay, maybe not.
Okay.
All we've got to do is ditch my brother and Gwen, get an audience with a highly reclusive magician, and ask him why we found a sword in the middle of the woods.
Right. And how are we gonna do that?
Wit and charm? We'll figure it out. And besides, I think you and Arthur will, like, totally vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're like totally on the same wavelength. Arthur's, actually really smart underneath all the man bun and vape pen exterior.
Dude, who's the new douche?
Nice.
He's wearing plaid, Gwen. What is he, a librarian?
yeah, actually.
Nice, dude.
Whoa.
Okay, Viva Las Vegas! Am I right? Yeah! Let's go!
Today is your day. You are a star. How are you feeling today? Izzy is feeling great. Izzy is a top-notch person. You believe in yourself. Izzy believes in herself. You will crush every obstacle in your way. That's violent. You will only be violent with the things that are violent with you first, genius. Self-defense is just as important as self-care. Izzy, check in with your fears. Are they making you vulnerable?
I'm sorry. Are you guys closed?
Do we feel closed?
Your sign says open.
But are you?
Listen, I don't do this, really, but my intern has this insane thought process, and I'm pretty sure it is somehow linked to what she smokes here.
You're right. Fresh blood. Smells nice. Like roses.
Thank you?
You're welcome. All right. First timer, we gotta pop your cherry right, you know?
I do not know.
You're very uptight.
That's a rude assumption.
It's, like, true, though. That's why you're here.
This isn't the first time I've indulged.
Yeah, all right. You know, you're like a total narc, right?
I've smoked weed before.
Mm-hmm, sure.
I have. In college, we used to get together and, well, you know.
Smoke weed.
Yes.
And then?
Well, we'd, you know.
I do not.
Honestly, mostly it would relax me enough to lie down and think, and I am having a hard time doing that these days.
Oh, blood blast from the past.
Do you sniff all of your customers?
Yes. It is a part of the process.
Oh. Well, what do you smell?
Coffee and... Chanel number 5.
And that's helpful?
No, but it is nice. Let me bag something up for you.
Okay, Operation Birthday Redo is underway. Here are your room keys. Hey, you okay, dude?
Yeah, sorry, I think I'm car sick.
Yeah, well, we flew.
Then I'm air sick, dude. What's your point?
Point is you look terrible.
I'm terribly annoyed I'm still sober. Does that count?
Hey, no worries. I'll get it.
Thanks.
Alright, so guys, can we just...
Get a drink?
No, I was going to say
actually,
that we
actually,
could...
a drink sounds perfect.
Look, I was thinking
that
maybe...
That bar in Caesars?
Guys?
Wherever you're buying.
Guys! Guys!
God. Your brother's a real charmer there.
Yeah, well... Guess I got the polite genes while he... got everything else.
Have you ever taken a compliment in your life?
Not well. Hey, what about hunting down the wizard?
Slow down, dude. There's not much hunting to do. The show starts in an hour. Besides, a drink might calm your nerves. Lord knows you could stand to do that.
But if we just go...
Come on. Drink now, immortal wizard hunting later.
Are you sure you're all right? You don't look great.
I'm fine. I just need...
Watch where you're going.
Oh, dude, watch where you're going.
Terribly sorry.
Dude, what...
I'm fine. I'm gonna get some air, okay?
Wait! Hey, don't forget the show!
I'll meet you there.
It's at 8! Which is in an hour! And he's flipping me off. Great.
Merlin, where the fuck have you been? You go on in 45 minutes and... why do you look like you've just tumbled out of a strip club? Have you just tumbled out of a strip club?
No. Please, Patrice. I'm here before curtain.
Yeah, and you look like you're about to pass out.
So I'll get out there and act like I'm not.
Yeah? Just that simple?
It's kind of my job. It's exactly my job, actually.
Merles, if something is going on, you know you can talk to me.
Of course I can.
No, I mean it. I care about you, Merlin, beyond this job. If something is going on, I want to help.
Everything is fine, okay? It's just a headache.
You do realize I know you better than the back of my hand, right?
Then I'm drunk.
No, you're not. You've never actually been drunk for a show.
Then I'm high.
You're not. Merlin, just tell me what's going on, okay? I'm worried.
Oh, there is nothing to be worried about, Tris, okay? I'm tired.
No, but can
drop I... it! Look, I'm sorry. Let me do the show, okay? Then we can talk about it after.
Yeah. All right.
Good.
Did you get him?
Oh, hello? Dude, you got fooled by Arthur, who you've reached. You dialed the right number and everything. Good job. Okay. Dude, you're ruining everything. I'm recording right now. Stop. No, stop. Okay. No. Oh, no. Leave it!
Dude, where are you? We're leaving your ticket at the door, okay? The show's about to start.
He's not coming.
He's
probably just lost track of time.
He's not coming, okay? Let's just go inside.
Welcome, one and all, to the only city in the world capable of locking you down.
You got this, Arthur. One foot in front of the other. Oh, man, I love this song.
Thank you.
What? Hello?
Hello, Arthur.
Sorry, are you drowning? Do you need help?
I'm not drowning, Arthur. I just want to talk.
But you're like totally underwater. That's so dangerous.
Not for me.
How do you know my name?
Because you're special, Arthur.
I am?
Yes. You're going to save the world.
Oh, I don't think so, but that's nice of you to say, Fountain Lady.
Arthur, what? What are you doing?
Just gonna sit down.
Don't sit on that!
Why not?
People vomit there, like, all of the time!
Vomit's a way of life.
Are you trying to lay down right now? On Las Vegas Boulevard?
It's such a quick nap, you know, like, just quick snooze.
Hey! Wake up!
You ever feel like you're forgetting something, like, mega important?
All of the time.
I just feel like I'm missing something, like, just right on the tip.
Arthur, you've got to get up. You've got to go find him.
Gwen? What's wrong with Gwen?
No, not Gwen. Him.
Find Gwen. Okay. Gwen, I'm coming.
Not Gwen. Find him. Him, you fucking idiot.
Merlin, we've been over this.
Exactly, we've been over this, which is why you should find the ladder you used to climb into my arse and get back out.
Oh, my God.
What? Did you find him?
No, you're Merlin, right? Like, eternally Merlin?
Don't stop, they can't actually see us.
Yes, he is.
They can see us.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, eternally Merlin, that's me, and you are,
Me?
Yes, your name, darling.
Her name is Gwen. She's a big fan.
Yeah, yes, Gwen. I'm Gwen.
Well, it's a pleasure to meet you, Guinevere.
Yeah, that's my full name, but I go by Gwen. Guinevere's a mouthful, you know?
Oh. My mistake, that must have been in a past life. Gwen.
Oh, yeah. No worries.
We should really be going, Merlin.
Oh, sorry. I really appreciate you stopping.
Can I buy you a drink?
Oh. Merlin?
Gwen.
Could you just give me a moment?
Yeah, same.
This is not what I meant when I asked you to engage with your fans more.
Oh, Tris, look, you're always telling me to get out of my hotel room and make an impression.
Yes, an impression, not sleep with a fan.
Oh, I am not going to sleep with her.
Jesus, need to know, Marls.
Look, this isn't like that, okay? She, unfortunately, reminds me of someone, okay? Just one drink, Tris. I swear it.
One. You hear me? One drink, then back to your room, alone.
Your wish is my command.
It's Merlin, okay? We've watched him religiously since we were 15.
Yeah, on TV, sure. But you don't know this guy.
Yeah, I know he's really hot, and I know he wants to buy me a drink, so...
All right, what about Arthur?
What about Arthur? He's been a total asshole since our birthday trip. Then, out of nowhere, he kisses me, then pretends it didn't happen, and he doesn't even bother to show up to Merlin's show.
I'm sure there's a reasonable explanation for that.
Yeah, there's always a reasonable explanation with Arthur, okay? But I have been waiting around for him for over a decade, okay? You really want me to keep waiting for someone who's never going to pick me?
Fine. Go. But have sex in his room, and let me know if he hasn't murdered you, and for fuck's sake...
Use a condom, I know, Dad.
I was gonna say don't sign any NDAs without calling me first, but Jesus, Gwen! I'm never gonna get the image out of my head!
Okay, whatever.
Oh, you're like a sister to me. I'm gonna have to bleach my brain.
Stop thinking about it.
Ah, don't say that! No, I can't think of anything else! Oh my god!
Drink.
I would love to.
One drink.
Keep your location services on.
Sister?
Basically. Sorry, that bathroom line was insane.
Honestly, have you ever seen someone pee and throw up at the same time? Because it is not pleasant. You ready to find the wizard? Ow, dude. What?
Hi, I'm Triss. Merlin really prefers magician. Last time someone called him a wizard to his face, he threatened to make them wear a pointy hat for the rest of their lives.
Lance, Triss is Merlin's...
Producer, technically. Handler in practice. Speaking of which, I'm gonna have to go stalk the bar they're at. You wanna join? Protect your girl's virtue from afar?
Yes. we would love that.
Well, come on. He always goes to the same bar. Nice.
Oh, the chair. That is quite soft, I suppose. I watched a drunk kid pet it with his whole face once.
Lord. I meant the bar. My friends go for a different kind of establishment.
Strip clubs.
More like bottle service. They like to make a scene.
You don't?
Oh, no, I love to make a scene. I like that you don't.
Well, what can I get you?
Oh, whiskey. Neat, I guess.
Really? Not wine.
Would you like me to have wine?
No, of course not. It's just that you used to have... You seem like a deep red kind of a woman.
Oh, thank you. I guess I just, it gives me headaches, actually.
Right. One whiskey. Neat. Coming up. A deep red kind of woman. Christ, could you sound any more like a serial killer?
Come on, Arthur. No, you know what? You were a strong, powerful woman, and you were getting a drink with a fucking international icon. Put your phone down. As soon as Merlin gets back.
He do this a lot.
No, actually.
Is the magic not bringing the groupies to the yard?
He'd have to stop moving long enough for someone to catch him. He's a bit of a workaholic in his own way, I guess.
Really?
Yeah. Not in the ways I'd like him to be, of course, but it's always back to the room right after the show. It's like pulling teeth to get him to do press. So if you wanted to take your friend for a drink, well, she must be pretty special. Stupid bastard.
Has my charm worn off already?
Oh, God, that was not about you. That was about my friend, who...
The big one. Built like a linebacker.
No, his brother. The three of us are here together, but we had a weird fight, and we were all supposed to go to your show for my birthday, but he never showed up, and we haven't heard from him.
Well, I hope he's all right.
Well, I'm sure he's all right. Probably, face-planted in some stripper's chest right now. I'm sorry. You very kindly asked a fan out to drinks, and I am just rambling about something so stupid.
Oh, shh. Just breathe. You know, I've been told that I'm a bit of a wizard when it comes to the art distraction. What do you say we forget about your friend for a little while and just enjoy the night, huh?
Yeah, I'd like that.
Well, let's start with a refill, shall we? Empty glass makes me a bad date.
God, that's embarrassing. I have been trying to keep up with two grown men my whole life, so builds up a tolerance, I guess. Look, I can get this round, honestly.
Gwen, they haven't charged me for a drink in this city for years. But... would you like to see a magic trick?
Oh, I wouldn't want to impose.
Oh, this one's simple. Place your glass on the table for me.
Okay, are you gonna Make it disappear?
Oh, making things disappear is for amateurs. Anyone could distract you long enough to take someone away and throw it off into the distance, but making something appear, however... Well, that takes talent.
Oh my god.
Merlin is fine.
You're cocky, you know that.
Yeah, I have been told on occasion.
Okay, that was amazing though. So where are the mirrors?
My mirrors.
Okay, well, where's the stagehand you keep in your pocket for dates?
Nothing but magic.
Oh.
Something wrong?
I just had the weirdest feeling of deja vu, actually. It must just be that sense of familiarity from watching you on TV. Kate and I watch every week.
Yeah. Yeah, that must be it.
This episode of The Sword and the Stoner was written and directed by Marissa Tandon. It featured Dylan McCollum as Arthur, Sam Meter as Merlin, James Oliva as Kay, Marissa Tandon as Gwen, Dallas Seeker as Lance, Grace Corcunis as Triss, Lily Richards as Morgana, Mia Kadama as Izzy and Lamp, and Lily Martinez as the Lady of the Lake. Our original music is composed and performed by Gilberto Benitez. Our next episode premieres in 2 weeks, but until then, you can join us at our website at tandonproductions.com. There, you can access bonus content and sneak peeks for all of our shows.